It sounds a bit sad now, but quite a few people started dying, you know what I mean?
Was he there when Bliss?
Yeah,
yeah. Well, I wasn't there.
We was going from Harrow to North Harrow.
Do you know Nigel Critchlow Bliss?
Yes.
It weren't long after Bliss went, they
were surfing as they're coming into Harrow on the big mets. No, it was semi, weren't it?
It was in between the trains, because you used to hang out in between the trains and draw on the side. Right. And you've heard this do-do-do, and someone thought someone had thrown a fire extinguisher out the window or something. And it weren't. It was like Bliss had hit a thing.
He'd hit
because going over the change bit in the tracks.
Yeah, as you go into Harris.
And
rough,
like we've all run down the tracks and we're all stopping trains, all that.
Killer Keller podcast. Killer Keller official.com.
Street Culture TV.
Instagram UK Frontline.
Beatbox created.
Killer Keller.
And we're here to talk about world music and street culture.
Killer Keller podcast.
I don't know who took me to
Hairfield. I was working away. Martin used to bring people around. I was working away.
No. Listen, we climbed into somewhere and we got chased by geese. In the pitch dark. I don't know where I was.
All right, you lot. All right, hold it down. Don't start without me. Ladies and gentlemen, Killer Keller podcast. No, I wasn't there. We're about to take everyone there. Killer Keller podcast, live and direct, central London. For essentials, you need to be, cheese to be, want to be. Heaven forbid you be anywhere else. It's not worth your time, money, and you won't get the expertise that you need. If you want more information, go to Kellervision app, free download iPhone. House sponsors, the mighty GK Nifty Heads, have a massive 100,000 play-to-earn NFTs to give away to the streets. Just hit the link in the description or go to gkniftyheads.com and get ready for HODL Wars Summer 2024. Inside the house, we have a good friend of the podcast and a nuclear firecracker in our own right. Graffiti Sensation goes by the name of Tish, but we also have another special guest, another member of the Big Met Bullies, taking out a lot of the 80s, you know where, and from London, the mighty John inside the house as well. So Tish,
peace,
John,
love,
how
man.
Are we?
Peace and love.
Hello. You can't bother. What were you saying? How have we been? I mean, you kind of started without me there.
Well,
charming.
I don't know. It's some geese situation.
Yeah, go on.
About Hairfield. I don't know. It was wrestling geese. He's come down from Harrow to wrestle geese out of
I think we done some track size. Don't even ask me. I didn't even know where Hairfield was. I thought it was some village somewhere. And we got chased by geese.
Still,
and I just remember in the morning, these lot took me where the... I know it now because my son went there. He was a scholar at Watford and he went to school there.
Yeah, yeah.
But on the green, there's a pond or something.
Yeah.
What is it? And
it's
then,
a pond.
And then I nicked a bottle of milk off someone's doorstep. I was so thirsty.
Crime,
I drank it. It was fucking goat's milk.
Ugh.
It was disgusting. Wait, that'll teach me.
Wait, that school that your boy went to, that's what got me into graph. Because
William Penrose.
John Penrose.
Back then, yeah.
But the thing is, they did farming there and stuff like that. You know what I mean? They did.
So I got two crabs.
Well, because they asked me. My mum.
Well, we're talking about agriculture now.
Like
goat's
sheep.
Milk. Yeah. Nice saying about sheep. You know what I mean? But no, but they used to do farming there, and I said I don't want to go to that school. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So I got sent to Potter Street in Northwood, which is a bit more.
It was posh.
But no, the thing is, I got sent to Potter Street, and that's where I met people doing graph and this and the other. You know what I mean? So if I hadn't gone there, I would have probably been in the farming thing with the sheep and this and the other, and sitting by the bus stop drinking bottles of Thunderbird and all that shit.
I know.
They weren't in Airfields.
Scrumpies.
Yeah, that's it. Nicking apples and all that game.
Well, I've been warned. Big up, Met. You know, I've strapped my pork pie hat on very firmly for the ride that's about to ensue. As you can probably imagine, there's a lot of history and a lot of things to go through. We're talking 80s graffiti and beyond of a time. You know, we're actually, you know, often cited as being a lot more risky, a lot more dangerous. I mean, the association with graph and criminality was...
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's some exceptions. There's a lot of things out there going on. Look after yourselves, people. We don't condone anything.
No.
But for its time, you guys stepped into the graph arena and it was a very different world.
Well, it was especially coming from Hairfield, do you know what I mean? I didn't know nothing. It was... I just met someone, Daniel Adam, and all that shock. Oh. Met him somewhere doing something. And then he showed us the yard, showed us this, that and the other. You know what I mean?
Tell the story properly, because I heard it the other day.
Well, yeah, well, no. We was doing something in Ricett Manor. And he's come up the road, and we've run, you know what I mean? Thought he was old Bill. And it weren't. So, like, you know what I mean? I was 13, you know what I mean? You don't know, do you? I was from Airfield.
This is a funny story, actually.
Oh, no, but that's about it. But he took us a bit later to Uxbridge. And obviously, we had our cans of chrome and blah, blah, blah. And
see, he would go with Mize, his brother, before he died.
But we, Cass.
So he kind of knew.
But we was there. And we're doing this, that and the other. And he used to have these little handles on the outside of the train. And he turned it and it opens all the doors, you know what I mean? So we've shit ourselves, you know what I mean? Tried to run, falling about all over the place. And he's sitting there in tears of laughter, you know what I mean? As it's rubbed off half of one of my amazing burners, you know what I mean? Which is probably a chrome blockbuster, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're a blockbuster man.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I can barely write all this, that and the other. So, like, I went simple, you know what I mean? I went double simple. It's the only way to go. And not long after, I did these little throw-ups I was doing, but I put little bits of colours in them and all that. But they was only about this big. And so it used to let them run and all that. And I went up to Harrow, people hanging about there and that. And then Tish has gone, I've heard her, she's gone, who's that John? I've seen them little bits everywhere. And I was sitting there like that, going, yeah, you know what I mean?
See, I don't remember things like this. But that meant something to me.
That meant something to me, because it's the first time I've met any of you lot. Yeah, you know what I mean? And it looked awful, you know what I mean? But there was loads of them, and they didn't seem to buff them too much, you know what I mean?
It wouldn't have been that bad for me today.
No, but it was lost.
But for us, it was the damage. It didn't matter really. Well, we did, hand style was big, but you had your guys without a hand style, and it wasn't a problem. If you had a good hand style...
Then you just kind of leverage a bit more higher.
Yeah. And then, I don't know, I always tried to have a good hand style. It weren't just boom for me, whereas other people it is, whatever's... suits them, innit?
Yeah, but I mean, we used to virtually live on there. You know what I mean?
Look at Stick Stack. It just about could riot.
Stig was he was good at school and all this and the other. Had nice handwriting, this and the other. But then he had this and that and the other happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he got let down by his family. So, and then he went right the other way.
Really?
We're all there for one reason or another. Well,
yeah.
We've got a story.
It's like a boozer, you know? Everyone's there for their own reasons.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We used to go out, get a few bits, and then we used to go to Marks and Spencer's, because we'll be covered in this, that, and the other. Go to Marks and Spencer's and get our new clothes, you know what I mean? And a bottle of champagne or whatever, go out.
Currents.
And then you'd say to us, what you should do is go to Marks and Spencer's, get your bits. And then go to another Marks and Spencer's and take them back, you know what I mean? And then get the cash.
Strong.
You know what I mean?
Strong.
Oh, it's quality.
Strong. The intel on this one's going to be mad.
We taught you, didn't we? We schooled you.
Wait, but the thing was...
Because they wouldn't see us till the evening, me and Pete,
That's it.
When we got our money.
Be little bumpkins, you know what I mean?
Green.
There was loads of them from that way eventually.
Yeah, I know, but people got cars and stuff like that, you know what I mean? We never had none of that business.
No, I mean the twins and Lewis and
Fraser
so...
and Gavin and all that.
Yeah. But what, I can't remember all the tags.
I think Tier, Lie and Level, I think they used to write.
See, because people will recognise those tags. You can go about the big man.
By the way, you can go on rockinthecity.com and you'll see a bunch of bits. Incredible.
So them boys, you can mention them because that is all documented.
Yeah, well,
maybe not by us.
No, but someone's put it down
there.
Yeah.
So these boys are just like, he's still pals with them and that. But they were writers back in the day, and you've got to give them their due because they smashed it as much as us. Because they was with us, do you know what I mean?
It was madness. It was like a whole new world to me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A whole new world. We used to just run about fields and all that and chucking cow turds at each other as kids, you know what I mean? So, like, we were pups, you know what I mean? But going out into the real world, it was
madness.
But you've
done a lot more yards than...
I've done loads of yards, loads.
More than what's actually been documented, isn't it?
Yeah, because no one had cameras in. No one had cameras. You know what I mean? No one bothered. I mean, we had it once, we was coming out, we was going to do a Ricky yard at night, and I lived in Harefield, it's about a 3-mile walk.
Yeah.
So we're walking, and obviously we've robbed this camera from somewhere, this 35mm camera, and we're walking up the roads, and there's cars going past, so I'm chucking the bags in the ditch just in case it's... And the bag started flashing. What the fuck's going on here? It's flashing like madness, you know what I mean? And walking up the road with his bag flashing, you know, like some sort of, I don't know. But found out the camera that we had, obviously where we'd been thrown in the ditches, it was all smashed to pieces.
Oh, shit.
You know what I mean? So we never got photos. But no one used to take cameras. But and like it'd disappear after a while, you know what I mean? But anyway, we was going up to Ricky and we sat in this car park, it was so cold. So you cold. And me, Lewis Fraser, Tier and Lyre, and I think that Gavin there, Level, went down like top to bottom thing. But it was so cold. You couldn't imagine it now. It's about -4, you know what I mean?
Whoa,
and we're laying there in a car park waiting for this, that and the other to about 2 a.m. Almost freezing to death, you know what I mean?
What drives you to do that? What drives you to be in...
But the thing is, you'd spend a week going out robbing paint. You know what I mean?
So robbing the principle paint, of it, I'm going to do this.
Yeah, and you couldn't keep the paint at home because your mum found it, you know what I mean? Yeah. It'd be disappeared, you know? Yeah. But, and then you'd walk miles for it, you know what I mean? But, like, I can understand now. Like, police, all you had to do was go down the canal or go on an alleyway and this and the other. And I can understand the police didn't want to chase you. Because they're, like, 45 years old and this and the other. I wouldn't want to chase someone when I'm 45 years old, especially someone who's, you know what I mean?
So get on with it.
Well, I don't know.
It's a different time.
Did you lot ever get traced in Ricky? You never really done these
things. No,
that,
no, we'll.
They were more that end up.
Well, it was easy, it was simple. It was simple, you know? And you had Piccadilly and Met in Uxbridge, so you do both of them. We did get chased in Uxbridge once.
Yeah.
And I've climbed in between the Met. And then I've tried to climb in between the Piccadilly and I couldn't get through it, you know what I mean? And I weren't so fat then either, you know what I mean? And I got stuck in between the trains, you know what I mean? It was only a stroke of luck that they'd gone rolling somewhere else. So I peeled myself out, got back into the Met and got back into the train. I lifted the seat up and tried to hide under the seat, you know what I mean? Where they used to keep all the shovels and that for the clays.
Oh, did they?
Do you remember? They used to keep all that stuff
under
there.
Yeah, that's right. I've heard stories.
So I'm chucking little shovels out and trying to get under the seat, you know what I mean? The seat on me.
They're not going to see the shovels there.
Well, you know what I mean? You don't think like that, do you?
No, when you're a kid, isn't it?
You don't. You're as thick as shit, you know what I mean? You are. Well, I was, you know what I mean?
No, but it's that...
learning.
Yeah, but that's why even the immortality of, like, so just get on with it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I said, we had no fear.
No, you didn't. I mean, there was once we for some reason we climbed under the train, and shock, he's gone through first, and he's just flown out. We thought he was doing some sort of...
Yeah, he was a proper little skinny...
But he got electrocuted...
And got
thrown back.
What?
We thought he said, he's going, which one of you kicked me and all this and the other? But he got, and why would you climb under a train? You know what I mean? It's like when we met you and you was going, don't touch the third rail, don't touch the third rail, whatever. And we was walking across all
the
rails.
Was
I think it was Northwood, something like that. And we was walking across all the rails. And we can you not mean to be doing that? So for more, it means we've got to do it more, you know?
So, okay, let's get into the nuts and bolts. So when did you guys meet?
That was what I was talking about a minute ago when you said them things about John and this and the other.
The writer's bench in
Harrow. Yeah, and Sonny Harrow.
And this is 80...
88, yeah. Something like that. Many, many moons ago. But it was, well, I don't know.
That must have been when they... Because they were doing surveillance on that platform, or what they call the Harrow Writer's Bench, for like 18 months.
But they put the football hooligan BT on us.
Did they?
Yeah, the football hooligan BTs. You know what I mean? They put them on us, and we'd be there.
Yeah,
we'd
but
be...
BTP force weren't. But that no, big yeah, but they we were
yeah,
kids.
But the thing is as well, they weren't like normal police. Obviously, they were like failed police or whatever, or just
failed.
They were.
There was just no respect.
The thing was
absolutely.
They'd take you into the room. They'd be chucking you about. And like you'd be down to your pants, and obviously you used to wear boxer shorts and then a pair of pants like Y fronts or something, and you have your pens and this and the other down there, and you just stink like ink, you know what I mean? But we was like 14 years old, and they'd have us in a room taking our trousers down and all that, you know what I mean?
Imagine that now.
You'd be done.
Well, imagine that now, they'd be well nicked, you know what I mean? But like, you know, it is what it is. But we used to get chucked about a lot, and they had this thing. Because we used to ride like Watford to Harrow and this, they were quite a lot.
I was telling him before about the fast trains.
Oh, fast trains. Yeah, if you get on the fast train, you think, oh, God, I'm going to be on it for ages.
Really?
But there was a thing in Pinner, right? The BTP, when we went to court, they set up this 3-month operation in Pinner, right? Where it was by the tracks, and they set up these cameras by the tracks in Pinner for 3 months. To film us going past doing graph on the trains, and when you saw the bit of evidence, all they had was blurry pictures of trains going past, and they set that up for 3 months.
And it was just there the whole time.
And when we went into court, they had boxes of evidence. Yeah. Do you remember?
Yeah.
And back then, it was like colour and photocopies was really expensive. No one done colour photocopies, and they had. Oh, I can't even tell you the amount of evidence they had.
We didn't even look at all of it because it was too boring.
Well, yeah.
But we went to Harrow Magistrates first, and it went to Crown.
Mm.
But I think we got arrested in Harrow Crown, we got arrested in Crown because there was so many of us in the dock.
Yeah.
And obviously we're all scratching our tags out in the dock. You know what I mean? And they come into the court after it said adjournment.
I don't think I was there.
He was. You were sitting in front because there was so many of us there. There's a few of us sitting behind, a few of us sitting in front, and they come in and arrested us in the dock for scratching our tags out in the dock. You know what I mean?
You could have lawless, absolutely lawless yourselves.
But you didn't know. We didn't know. He was too stupid. Do you know what I mean?
And outside, we're posing for all the reporters.
Superstars. They was trying to do us. They was trying to do us for conspiracy.
Of course,
right.
Yeah.
We didn't know what conspiracy was. You know what I mean? But the thing is, it held a bigger sentence than blah blah blah.
They wanted us to go to prison.
Yeah, but the thing was, we got nicked at like 15 years old, and this that, and the other, and then they sell this Crown thing, and it didn't finish until we was nearly 17. And like the only reason we owned up there,
nearly two
right?
Years.
Yeah, and they said, right, you're gonna be, we're gonna get a jury in, and this that, and the other. And they said, right, you're going to be here every day for 6 weeks. And we're going, fuck that. Nobody wants that. And she's gone, right. We found out. She's going, walking out. We're going, what are you doing? She's going, oh, I'm going to own up to half of it. And I was going, well, can we do that?
Because they were saying to me, you're not going to go to prison. Own up to it. You won't have to sit in the court for all that time. You're only going to get this. I said, well, look. As long as I don't go to prison.
No, Tish, you're a calculative.
Because I just come out of prison, so I went back to prison. I was 16 years old. I didn't want to make a habit of it.
But you were very much ring-leading from an intellectual point of view of like, if we do this, we do that.
Well, it's their prerogative, isn't it, at the end of the day, what they do. Mm. But I'm very impulsive.
Well, I think we all
are. I don't usually think about what I'm doing.
Hold on a minute. So what, impulsive so far
I'm a bit like
smacking
it.
Hold on, smacking a BTP, is it? Because you mentioned this before we started recording
I don't remember that.
Okay, so when did
but
this
John's
happen?
Mum selective, said it, selective. So it has to be
I was going
to
bring my mum down for evidence, you know what I mean? But like,
I'm tired, Mumsy. I've got Jake inside there. Say hello, Jake.
Hello.
Here we go.
Fixing love.
There we go.
That's what I mean. I had no respect for BTP.
But we had to go back. We had to go back for sentencing. We had to go back for sentencing, and like it was being taken up in my mum's yellow Mark IV Cortina. You know what I mean?
And as
we were coming out, you see this bloke shuffling about in the bushes, and we go, "What are you doing?" And he's got one of them big long lens cameras, so we started breakdancing and like mucking about, leafing about like that. And he's going, he's come out of the bushes.
That was the Evening Standard.
It's the Mail, Daily Mail.
And the Evening, we was in it twice. We was in the Evening Standard and the Daily Mail.
He's come out of the bushes, and he's going, if you're not going to take this, if you're not going to take this sensibly, blah blah blah. And I was going, well, what do you want? He said, if you want a photo, come out here. We're sitting on my mum's Mark V yellow Cortina, you know what I mean? Giving it this. And the thing was, at the time, I was going out with this bird in Copthorne Road in Croxley. Really nice road, money and all this and the other. And like, I went around there the next day. And the dad said, is this a picture of you on the front page of the Daily Mail? Yeah. And we were going,
The mail readers.
Yeah. I remember at the time you had that hair thing in, you know, that hair thing that attached to your other hair or whatever. And you was walking about like that. Because your hair was so heavy or something.
You couldn't believe she was going, you're right, she's walking about like that going,
yeah. Weighted down.
Something about the smacking the BTP, so how did that all come about?
He put his hand on her shoulder.
And obviously, Tish, being the relaxed person she is, you know what I mean? she's just lashed out and hit him around the face, you know what I mean?
Wow.
Did I not get nicked for that?
Don't fucking touch me, don't touch me.
They can't nick me if he's put his hand on me.
No, yeah,
that's true.
No, but it was pain. Honestly, it's
where was my mum? What did my mum do?
I don't know.
She used to get so embarrassed of me.
I think it was the most boring thing in the world, because the thing is, we used to end up at, we'd be at, like Harrow on the Hill train station. Harrow Magistrates was like the other meeting place, wasn't it? You know,
every
what I mean?
Tuesday.
Yeah, because we'd all.
Because what they would do, because you're juvenile, they remand you. Mm. What they call remand you. Mm. They can only bail you for a week. So every week, every
back in and out, yeah.
Fuck at room Harrow. Yeah,
we'll be there.
It was like and when these lot got nicked in Harrow, it was.
People would even go down there to meet people. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it's a day out. We just get nicked,
I've just got to go and see.
Like when I've been in the court, I'm coming.
Yeah, that's
and
it.
Boom, straight on the bus.
You go and meet someone.
Up to Harrow and then on the train that's or do whatever.
Wow.
But we had this.
It was like a. Every week.
But we got nicked once. We was doing the back of the train. And these BTP popped out the back door. And like, I'm trying to run along the train. I don't know where I was going to go. You know what I mean? But they've got hold of me. And I was with that Lewis Tier, Lye and Level. And they've got hold of me. And they've sat us down and take us to Baker Street. And they're going, what's your name? And I've given a wrong name and said that I was 18. So they, you know, so they didn't have to deposit my mum and dad.
Yeah.
And there's all them looking at me going, don't say nothing. And like, I got arrested, got taken there. Interviewed and this and the other, all them lot have had to have their mum and dad's taken down, and I've been interviewed, charged, blah blah blah, and then went allowed to go home, and I went home and I told my mum and dad, you know what I mean? Well, I didn't know at the time.
The checks weren't like that back then. Because right. I didn't know at the time
that they couldn't do nothing about it because they'd interviewed a minor without an adult there and all that, so like nothing happened. But when the BTP got older. They did used to chuck you about and terrorise
really?
You, you know what I mean? Yeah,
really?
Of course they did, yeah. Of course they did. Probably, they've been sent out to go and chase children about, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. And we were like whippets, you know what I mean? And especially when you've got that thing of running
it was
away.
It literally cat and mouse, weren't it?
You could just, yeah, but you could run.
Yeah, but how often did BTs come on the line? Very rarely.
Really?
Yeah.
Not much.
And there weren't a lot of BTs, John.
I don't know. Yeah, they
go to Harrow. Well, do you
think it was?
The thing was, where it was getting battered so much, they obviously put a group in that area. You know what
Graf
I mean?
Graf squad. They never went on the train.
They wasted 3 months of it sitting in the car park in Pinner, taking photos of blurry trains, you know what I mean?
Good work, fellas.
Yeah.
For the sentencing and everything that we got for our court case was just...
Well, no.
What a waste.
I was the only one there that said I had a job trying to make myself look good and this, that, and the other. And I got a £2,000
I was
fine.
This lot got
a £500 fine. And 240 hours community service. That was a heartbreaker.
But in the
end, I think everyone went down for it because most of us got thrown off of community service because where they sent us for community service, a day later, the place would get robbed.
To prison again.
Whatever was there. Yeah, or no one paid their fine, or whatever.
It was only £500 fine and £500 compensation.
Anyway,
that's a funny.
It was so boring.
Funny old game. It doesn't actually change.
And if you actually check it, it says like only about £30,000 worth of damage. That is not a lot of damage.
No.
For the amount of time they were watching.
To be honest with you, that annoys me. That annoys me. Yeah, it annoys me because it must have been a lot. It
would be a lot more than that.
But that's what the Daily Mail said. Right, and the thing is, the Daily Mail, they wanted to interview us again afterwards, but we just got into smoking and all that, so we were double... We were double unreliable. And they arranged to meet us, and none of us met them. So they just wrote absolutely anything. You know what I mean? Absolutely anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Savage beasts.
My solicitor contacted them and said, you need to... Because they put girl was ringleader, and that wasn't true.
No.
It's because I was the only girl.
I saw that.
And so basically they said, oh, we'll do an interview on a... Obviously, we can't pay her because of the crime or whatever. Yeah. But...
get you free paint.
Just to basically make up for that. And then they called me, and he interviewed me from Amsterdam, the guy. or over the phone.
Spooky.
But yeah, I don't even know why I did that.
Well, the thing is, we was gonna do it, but as I say, we'd either be.
So I lost contact with these lot after that.
Yeah,
we
didn't
see. So what year would that be where we were talking, still 80?
That's, no, 91.
Yeah,
right.
Something like that. Well, the thing is, though, we were banned from the underground, so that's
yeah,
sort of ruined
for 18
it.
Months.
That sort of ruined
plus.
It a little bit.
I was only allowed on it to travel. I used to live in East Putney. Mm. So when I was going to my mum's, that's the only time I was allowed to, or if I was an accompanied by a social worker or something like that.
But we I don't know where we got next before, when we was kids, about 14, 15, and we got a thing called attendance centre.
Yeah.
Attendance centre is in Hounslow, and we weren't allowed to use the trains. Mm. We used to go to this attendance centre. It would be an hour of physical education, whatever, and an hour of talking. And we'd be there. We'd go in there. There'd be this bloke with his mirrored glasses on, this vest and ripped jean shorts on, and he was like Rocky the Geezer, you know what I mean? And he'd be going, right, we'll stand in a circle, and then he'd turn around, and then he'd start throwing medicine balls at our backs and all that, you know what I mean? Then getting us to go out and wash people's cars in the car park. Oh, no, it was mental to
that was your punishment.
It was hilarious. But the thing was, he was dressed in these ripped shorts and all this, and he said, I'm going to go and change. And he'd come out in just even smaller ripped shorts.
They used to send us to somewhere like that in Harrow, but they used to take us canoeing and go-karting and all that.
See, that sounds a bit more pleasant.
But it was all the bad kids. Like, we'd nick the fucking petrol cans at Tilbury, go on the other side of the track, wouldn't let anyone else on the go-karts. They wouldn't get off the top of the top of the minibus, so they used to drive us to the police station. I meant all times,
but it was,
mate.
Well, wow.
But it was like they rewarded us for being naughty.
Yeah,
we loved it.
I couldn't understand why they get a load of nuisance peoples together and then send them all somewhere together and think it's all going to go well, you know what I mean? It was a nightmare.
What's that all about? The local mentoring in that?
I'm just trying to think if there was any writers with us. Nah, the only person that anyone would know, Audley Harrison, you know, the boxer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good pals with his brother. But he used to come with us as well.
Really? That's crazy.
Yeah, but we had, I mean, like, the other thing that ruined it a little bit, not ruined it, it sounds a bit sad now, but quite a few people started dying, you know what I mean?
Well, I wasn't there.
We was going from Harrow to North Harrow.
Do you know Nigel Critchlow Bliss?
Yes.
It weren't long after Raven.
They were surfing as they're coming into Harrow on the big Mets. Weren't it?
It was in between the trains, because you used to hang out in between the trains and draw on the side. Right. And you heard this doo-doo-doo, and someone thought someone had thrown a fire extinguisher out the window or something. And it weren't. It was like Bliss had hit a thing.
He'd hit
because going over the change bit in the tracks.
Yeah, as you go into Harris.
And
rough,
like we've all run down the tracks, and we're all stopping trains, all that. What happened after that, I don't know. But
so he got hit,
hit his head.
Yeah, he didn't die straight away. That's what I said. But
no.
But anyway, it was.
But
it
yeah,
was
Semi was on the other side.
That's it. Yeah.
So. Bliss, I think he was on this side. Yeah. Semi was on that side. They're coming into Harrow. Must have
coming to Harrow
been
was
from
Harrow,
Uxbridge.
North Harrow.
If it's on the
nobody went to Uxbridge. Nobody ever went to Uxbridge.
True.
Mm-hmm. I used to say to people, "Come, let's go on the Uxbridge line." They go, "Why don't you fuck off?"
Yeah,
I'm lame with that.
It's a long way.
Yeah, it's hot.
Oh, it's not. It's
after ice slip, it's hot.
But it's no good.
What is it? How do you mean hot? What gets hotter is in terms
busier
of busier
stations. When you're on the between Harrow and Watford. Especially when you get up to kind of Northwood Moor Park.
So not the graph, but more the attract everything.
Yeah,
happening.
It's just a bit quieter.
And you had shops.
You can just do what you want to do.
You had shops on Northwood as well. You could go and check it over your shoulder.
Less busy plots.
Yeah.
Ricelip and that was... You know what they used to do in the shops in Eastcote or Ricelip? Do you remember? We'd come out the station... And they'd have a system where one shop would phone five.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Then that shop would phone another five. And they'd warn them all the way
down
the
road.
You
guys are coming.
You'd end up going to the sports shop. You don't go to the sports shop.
You just
come
pray
out,
that
you
someone
out,
breaks the chain.
You come out and you go, look, I've got a left shoe, a left Adidas or something. You know what I mean? They would spend the rest of the day looking for somewhere that had the right shoe. You know what I mean? It's painful.
I mean, Ricelip and that area, I mean, it's more... Not anymore.
Because HS2 is just...
It's pretty much the same.
Even Harefield. Harefield isn't even like a village. It's unrecognisable now. Because it's just ruined.
Do you know Harefield's Greater London?
Is it?
Yeah, see, but no one will have this for me. It doesn't stink really. Shit. Well, it is. You've got the shitworks down the road, you know what I mean? But like then, after that, you had Stig and Zone riding the roof of the train.
Wow. Yeah. And was he Zone, with Zone that day?
Yeah, Zone was in front of him and Stig was climbed up in between. Stig's gone. No, that was between Moor Park and Northwood.
I thought it was East
and he's gone. He's gone, bridge. And he's just turned around, bang, hit the bridge. And on the floor, you
see, I grew up with Zone. He was good pals with my cousin.
Yeah.
My cousin dabbled in the graph a bit. They used to do South Harry Yard a lot, Zone.
South Harry Yard.
But it's funny because Zone and Ray's had a fight at South Harry Yard.
Did they?
And Ray's, and when they had the fight, do you know this?
No.
Ray's fell on the tracks and got electrocuted, only a little bit. Yeah. I don't know, like, the ins and outs. But it's really strange that both of them passed the way that they did.
Yeah. Wow.
But yeah, they had a fight in South Harry Yard. But I don't know what it was about.
But it was all, believe me, it's all a miracle that so many more people didn't die. Because, I mean, we was at Northwood Station, I climbed over the bridge, and I was doing my name, and I fell off the bridge. And I landed next to the fast tracks on the stones. It was about a 20-foot drop, and I landed on my back. If it had been 2 foot that way, I would have landed on the track and probably... You know what I mean?
Killed myself.
Electric,
yeah.
And it was just a miracle that I've landed there. And there's everyone shouting off the bridge laughing at me, you know what I mean? I'm laying there on the floor going...
But does that give you a... I mean, from a reflective point of view, do you see it, do you remember that? Does it give you any sort of PTSD or shakes or thinks? Do you just say, fucking one idiot thing to do? Like, nothing like that?
No, I just come across the thing if it's a miracle. Not a miracle, you know what I mean? But like... How it happened so many times. I mean, I got up to ride the trains, putting my foot on where the door was and holding the roof. And then you get to the end of the station, but you jump off. But I was the wrong way round. And it's coming to the end of the station. I thought, I've got to jump off here somewhere, you know what I mean? And I've just landed backwards, just rolling up the station, you know what I mean?
Where?
That was Uxbridge. But you had it with...
Do you remember we used to pull that when we couldn't be bothered to walk? The TU boys... We used to pull the emergency thing at Edgware Road by the canal, you know, the bridge.
Yeah.
And we'd jump out and jump down.
Yeah, and have a walk.
And so we didn't have to walk from the station.
Yeah. Proper yeah. Arseholes.
That was Jut.
We got Jut.
I don't know who else that was. Rhyme and them.
Rhyme, yeah, big up Rhyme.
But with that was.
But you guys all that we all got on so well. Steve,
my bacon a good few times.
Really,
we went round his house. Me, Tier, and I, and that we went round his house in I think it was Swiss Cottage, and he had weights and all this that and the other. And we were like, look, Steve was younger than me, but he was like a beast. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we'd be doing weights and all that. He'd be going, more.
Really?
Yeah, we'd be trying to do weights.
Drill sergeant.
Proper
he means business, definitely.
We steamed the shopping, I think, I don't know where it was, Swiss Cottage, something like that. About 10 of us went in there, got loads of this and the other. Police come down, and we're all there in a queue, all full of cans of beer and whatnot, you know what I mean? And Steve's going, why don't you fuck up to the police? And he said, yeah, and then so they went for him and they've all dumped on him. And he's like, karate kid, do you know what I mean? Attacking them and all that.
Wow.
They've dragged him, put him in the back of this police van, right? And he's going, I'll see you at Harrow in 20 minutes. And the police van's driven up the road and he's burst out like Mr. T, you know what I mean? He's burst out the back of the van. I don't know if he had cuffs on or not, I can't remember, but he's burst out the back of the van and then just run running off down the road going like that.
Incredible. Accounts.
Can't believe it.
Do you know what? People, they've got a perception of Steam, but we don't know him like that.
Well, because
he always wanted the best for all of us, looked after all of us, didn't
it? Yeah, I had that as well with him.
You know what, though? That I find people are like that with Baps and Desire as well.
Really?
Just because they're big guys, they have like do you know what I mean?
Yeah, persona.
Yeah, and the thing is, a lot of people, they were perceived a certain way, so they sort of wanted to live up to that sort of name sort of thing. I don't know.
You think that's kind of part of the...
Yeah. but people perceived them that way, so they wanted to live up to that thing. I mean, we had it. We was at Preston Road a couple of times, and the BTP come, or was it Normal Police? I think it's Normal Police come to get us, and they've come down to the station, and me and the other boys, we was going all quietly in that. And they're taking us up the stairs. Steve's comes down and started booting them all over the place. Whoa. You know what I mean? Like Karate Kid. Mm-hmm. And we've gone round. We're running through that big field by Preston Road. And he's running like twice as fast as us. And we're going, ready to get nicked. You know what I mean? But just kept going.
He was fit and he was...
Oh, he was. Tall. There was another time some geezer at Preston, I was tagging. And this bloke's got holding me by the throat. And they're going this and the other. And Steve's come in, just gone two moves. The bloke's on the floor. And he was going to hurt you. I was going, yeah, I know he was.
Wow.
And just saved my bacon.
Everyone needs a mate like that, right?
Oh, that's unbelievable.
Big up to Tone for what I'm about to ask right now, because there was a particular story that Tish didn't get a chance to talk about when you were here last time.
Yeah, I got told off.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wasn't there, was you?
I don't know.
You know what it was? I'd done something at North Harrow, and I had to get out of North Harrow quick. I think I was with Aroma.
Come on, let's get to the point. Who have you upset?
Anyway, so we... I got to Harrow, and the police were looking for me. So what happened was I robbed this girl's Walkman and something else. And they nicked me and they put me in the back of the police van at Harrow bus station. So those times there, they'd be like all dizzy, all the Sudbury Hill lot who weren't really writers, they were just really drinkers. You know, like everyone was there, like when I say all crews, like every. So anyway, so I started fighting with the policeman in the back of the van, yeah? So this policeman, I've punched him up in the back of the van. The girl's Walkman just got crushed completely. So I don't know how I did it, but I ran out of the front of the police van. So I'm running. As you go past Harrow bus station, if you're running alongside the tracks, you're going up towards Besborough, there's like a bridge. So I'm running, I don't know where I'm running. And I'm running towards the fence, and then I hear the dog behind me.
Oh, no.
So I don't fucking know dog. The policeman's chasing me, but the dog's chasing me as well. I was just like, save me. But where I was scuffing in the back of the van with the policeman, obviously I'm screaming, shouting and whatever.
Surprised.
My friends, like, because the Sudbury Hill boys, they were like, us lot were close. They're like, what the fuck are you doing to Tish? Da, 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 da. So started fighting with the police. Big all-out riot at Harrow bus station. Like, all the 147 boys were there. So much of us got arrested. Loads of us got arrested. I caused the... They said I caused the mini riot. Caused the mini riot.
So do you apologise and all that?
Yeah, of course I did. But my friend Darren, they knocked his tooth out, the police. Oh, it went off, mate.
I'll tell you
caused
what.
A riot in Harrow. People remember that. And I didn't tell you last time, and I see too, Tony, he's like, Tish, huh? How you doing a podcast? He was waiting for the riot story. So now you guys know the
certified
story.
Certified, documented, down on the...
Yeah, and they asked the policeman if he wanted to charge me for the assault. He said no. My mum, when she said, did you do that to his eyes? I said, yeah. My mum laughed. I mean, my mum never condoned anything that I did. But
I think, again, that was more like with you, that people, they had this thought about what sort of person you were, and I think you sort of played to that sort of thing.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
But I said to Keller before, I was the only girl in a male-dominated environment,
you
so I had to make my...
Definitely made
spell.
Your mark, that's for sure.
Yeah, right. I was telling them about when I used to take the trousers off. I don't know who I'd done it to. I think it was the twins.
Take them off?
Do you remember? Oh, maybe you wasn't there. take the trousers, some boys.
Take the trousers?
And leave them on the train with no trousers on. See, I wouldn't have done it to John.
What separated John from the devil? This is interesting.
No, there was people.
Certain characters, they ain't having that.
Certain people that
you
could get hold of, and certain people and plus, I could run quicker than her.
But you must have had a notoriety. You must have had enough notoriety. But
the thing was, when I was about 13, I was this height, and I weren't fat, but I was quite big built. I looked like something. But I mean, you know, I don't know if people thought I was like saying out of the mud.
Wanted to fight you or anything like that. You didn't have that problem.
Apart from Rec when he come down.
Little Rec. Rec can fight anyone.
No, Rec come down. He's gone. You went over me. And I went, oh, did I? And he's gone, yeah, you owe me £60. I said, I ain't got £60. And he went for me, and I've run across it out on the old station. And he's run with me. He's running on that side, and I'm running on this side. And he's jiffed me with ammonia from the other about 20 foot away. Jiffed me with ammonia.
He was a problem. Rec was a problem.
Yeah. Right, but that's what I say. He come from somewhere different. You know what I mean? From where I come from.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
you lot was bumpkins.
We was bumpkins. You could tell. You know what I mean? We'd have our barber jackets on now. But we wouldn't. But it was different.
Talk to me about raising for its time. You know, give me some awesome racing stories.
Oh God! But the thing is, I know this sounds. It's not racist. This and the other. But I know if I used to go racing, right? You'd stand there. Any black person, this and the other. If there's people watching people, they'd be watching them. Right. You know, we went up to Stockwell. They used to have that paint shop
in
Stockwell.
That's not you being racist, it's them. We didn't see colour, none of us.
We went to Stockwell, and there was this mad paint shop there. You could get pinks and all this and the other. And I've got a couple of pinks and a couple of mauves and this and the other. And like Steam, but then again, Steam was in there with his enormous red puffer on. You know what I mean?
Steam
like
was a bait. Fucking
And the thing is. I come out, I was going, oh, I've got these colours and all that. He was going, oh, I couldn't get no colours, they wouldn't leave me alone, and this, that, never. And he was going, oh, can I have one? I was going, no, not really. He was going, look, John, if you don't let me have one, I'm going
to
take all of them.
All right, I'll let it slide.
No worries. But we went to West Ryslip years ago. We're all just bombing, because it's full of trains, you know what I mean? We're just bombing all of them, little central line trains. And then we've got a chase, and you've got the central light tracks and then the overground tracks on the other side. And like when you run, you just run, you don't think of what's going on. And so we've run over the central light tracks, and there was like some sort of cable going along about 2 foot off the ground.
Mm.
I don't know if it was communicated, whatever, I don't know. But we've all, about six of us, all fallen over that, and then a overground train went past, you know what I mean? So you don't know. If that hadn't been there, we'd all gone over. Could have all been squished, you know what I mean? That's what I say, someone's up there going like this. Yeah. That's not meant to happen.
Mm.
I don't know.
There is something about that, you know, that it's not your time.
It's
like that time at Norfolk Park. Do you remember, what's her name, the other writer that you sang around me and Peach for a little bit?
I don't know.
Style.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. She saved my life from the Norfolk Park Bridge.
Do you throw these names out? And because I get it, it's an era defining names. As time goes on in graph, there's more names and more names. What is it about those original names that stick with you? Because you know,
we were friends, it weren't just like
graph. Yeah, but something's happened. Friends. If something major happens, you tend to remember someone more, don't you? You know, you tend to remember people.
Like something.
Well, in an honourable kind of way.
If something serious happens or something goes on, that tends to stick in your memory.
Mm.
But if it's just a normal day, nothing happens, nothing goes wrong, and this and the other, you don't tend to sit there too much, you know.
Mm.
But
it be that sometimes that you know, as a youth growing up in those environments, the days kind of repeat themselves, a bit mundane.
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
and then something really happens, and that becomes the.
EastEnders
moment of the
life was so fast back then.
That's it. Every day,
you know,
was
you didn't have buses that run on a Sunday. Do you think you could get to Airfield from Northwood on a Sunday?
Amount of times as a kid, I had to walk to Airfield at like 11 o'clock at night,
But even Harrow, you couldn't get to Hatch End unless you got the...
Who wants to go to Hatch End? People from Hatch End don't get buses, mate. They don't get buses, people in Hatch End, do they?
Yeah, but I might have wanted to go there and do something.
But it's a lot of things, isn't it? Like, for the youngsters watching, TV used to shut off at 12 o'clock to the national anthem.
You had Tim Westwood, till about 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then before you used to have the Hitman and her and all that shit,
you've hit the nail on the head. TV, a lot of it, we all know it's all controlling and all that.
Yeah.
But people will sit there. People will sit there and just put any old shit. We had a 50p telly, you know what I mean?
Yeah, 50p in the back.
Yeah, that's it. But people will sit there and just. They won't go and do this, and it's even more so now with phones.
For young kids, it's like, well, what are we going
to
do?
See, when I was a kid, I used to go to the brigade, and I love camping and all that. I'm down for all that. Do you know what I mean?
Now.
Yeah,
I wouldn't go camping.
As long as I've got a warm bed, mate. As long as I'm not cold.
What about putting a tent up? Good. And all that?
I don't know about that. My ADHD won't allow me to put a tent up. I'll pay someone my son to do it.
We had a bit of, when we got, last time we got Nick for it, we used to go to Wembley, sheds. It's in the winter. Like, we used to go, Ricky, it's so cold. So we go, but we was going about three times a week to Wembley for about a month. But it weren't, it was warm. It was nice.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And we had a mate around the corner. We'd stay around his house. And his mum would make us food and all that. So, like, we went there about four weeks, a couple of times a week in a row. Bailey twins, Matthew and Adam Bailey.
From Wembley.
And we go to Wembley. But obviously, we went there too many times. And there used to be a door at the back. Someone would go in, open the door at the back, and we'd all come in and all that. So we'd, like, get ready to do this, that and the other. And then you've had raid. And there was we didn't know, there's BT coming up every aisle where all the trains were. And, like, I've shock. Daniel, he's tried to run away. He had a hoodie on. It's gone round his face. He's hit a train and fell on the floor. You know, what? They've got hold of him. The geezer who grassed us up, I can't think what his name was. Ginger fella. We found he was... Oh. Yeah, he was living in a coal shed. And we allowed him to stay around our houses. But anyway, he went to the back door to get out of the back door. So obviously BT there. They've kicked the back door open and knocked him out. You know what I mean? He was unconscious. Like, anyway, we all got nicked anyway. But
it's just the way you guys laugh at it, because it's just like, to me, it's harrowing on the hill. This is just some scary shit.
Oh, it's horrendous.
Tish, actually, while it crosses my mind, recently I had Asbo on, female graffiti writer.
Okay.
Recently gone through a hell of a lot of life stuff.
Issues.
Yeah, some proper. And she's about 3 or 4 years now, sober.
Good.
Before years, okay. You know. Really proud of her, big up Asbo. Obviously, as a female yourself, and gone through one hell of a ride as well. Is there any extra value of advice you could give female writers, people, or more so young women that are in the system, or have these, mental health issues that lead them to, going down the roads that you've crossed over the years.
I think, to be fair, I think the majority of us went after graph.
Mm.
We went that way. The majority of us, but some people, it just gets hold of them. You know what I mean? Some people it just gets hold of. And it's a horrible thing to say, but anyone can give anyone any sort of advice, any information, anything, but it's down to that person.
Yeah.
It's down to that person. There's no way you can coerce someone.
I think
someone.
It's different for women, especially if you've got kids.
I do. I think it's worse for women. I think I'm not being watched.
See, addiction's never been an issue for me. Mm. I've taken drugs, but I've never had an issue.
Mm.
When I've wanted to stop or needed to stop, I've done it without.
Yeah.
I take it or leave it.
I do think women get addicted to things easier than men as well.
I was more addicted to thieving and those are more, like, money was my god, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was everyone's, wasn't it?
And then when I had my kids, that was my main focus. I couldn't jeopardise that.
Yeah, so many people that lose that, isn't there?
I think my son just put life in perspective for me, really.
Mm.
And to be fair, I think that if you don't have anyone or anything... Because I remember when I didn't have kids and no responsibilities, And like I said to you before, I'm very much like a shit or bust.
Yeah.
All fuck it. Yeah. Just go for it.
Maybe they go and I always
say, what's the worst someone can say is no if you want to ask them something.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes it's not good way to be, but I just think that now there's a lot more mental health recognition. I had no clue that I had what I had going on. I knew I was different. I knew that something weren't right, but I didn't know what. And
it's a lot more out in the open now, isn't it?
I think women develop coping mechanisms, and we mask a lot as well, our problems.
It's very emotional.
Yeah, but everyone does from our age, don't they?
But then that's what you're saying about that. That's why maybe women tend to have more addictive traits.
Yeah.
And then I think that women as well, when they're in those cycles of abuse, because it's self-harm, isn't it?
Yeah.
They become vulnerable, and I think that there's a lot of people that prey on people like that.
Sure is.
So it becomes another problem. Do you know what I mean? So I just think if you've got the person, the realness is if you see anyone and you've got anyone close and you see them, just... you know, try
be there, point them
in the right direction.
All you can do is be there.
Because if someone had said to me, you've got, I think that you might, blah, 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 it would have given me something to think about, plant the seed, do you know what I mean? Because some people don't realise.
Like a diagnosis of sorts.
And also as well with addiction, I don't want to get into all that, but because I don't profess to know anything, but I do know that if you're drinking and you got a mental illness, or vice versa, you take drugs, it can provoke mental illness.
Of course it can.
So you can't, do you know what I mean? So, there's a reason why we do stuff, and you've got to get to that reason first.
You've got to have a life to, you know, you've got to live a life to have a life, and you've got to, this is wisdom, right? These are gems and jewels. Do you think, like, a lot of what you guys went through, you mentioned it earlier when I asked whether it has any kind of after effect for you, you're like, well, no, actually, because... I lived the life. I managed to do it.
The thing is, you're always going to terrorise yourself about what you've done wrong and what mistakes you've made. Most people, their worst enemy is themselves.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you're always going to be horrible towards yourself for this, that, and the other. You know, but as long as
I don't have a lot of regret.
No, but regret. But don't you? Sometimes I sit there and sometimes I say, "Have you done this? You've done that?" And like. You know, I sort of just feel horrible about myself and this.
But you were never a bad person.
Yeah, I know, but the
not like me.
Yeah, but the thing is, everybody feels bad about themselves. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And it don't help having negative things about and all that.
Yeah.
And obviously, drugs and this and the other, alcohol don't help.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The only reason I didn't get into a proper addiction is because I'm too lazy.
But we got a lot of friends, a lot of writers that do, and still. Addicted to drugs, 50 years old.
Yeah.
And it's a shame, it's sad.
Yeah.
It's sad.
What's the biggest thing you've got guilt or regret for, John?
I don't know, just for bad things I've done, just where I've been horrible to people, I've done nasty things or...
Some more emotional.
Or fucked things up and this, that and the other for other people and dragged other people down with me and stuff like that, you know?
Mm.
You know, but so the thing is, you've got to say to yourself, that's happened. That's not going to happen again. You sort of learnt from it.
Mm.
But, like, you still sit there, especially doing a bit of ceiling patrol and all that, you know what I mean? Where you just, I've had a strange time there the other year. And all I wanted to do was hurt myself. This and other. And it was just come from nowhere. It come from nowhere. And I was like it for a couple of days. You know what I mean? And it was such a weird thing. And it's like when they say to people, oh, if this is happening, that's happening, go and talk to people. But when you're like that, you don't want no one to know. Mm. You don't want no one to know, so you're not going to go and talk to anyone.
Do you know what it is? I think you... I've been... I wouldn't say I've been, like, in meltdown, but I've been at a place bad enough.
Mm.
I'm feeling like that, but really, I don't know why I'm feeling like that.
That's it.
So I couldn't even tell you...
Yeah.
So what me talking to you is no good because I can say to you is this is how I feel, but I ain't got a fucking clue why.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I could be sitting there and have a cry or whatever, but I'm very emotional as I've got older. I don't know.
We're strange old units, mate. Yeah. We are strange old units.
But I just go with the flow now.
Yeah.
However I feel.
And let that emotion thing slide.
Yeah, you've got to because otherwise. I've lived too regimental in my life due to my ADHD to try and give myself boundaries and try and, do you know what I mean? It's hard.
And like you say, guilt's one thing and that's that energy. That's
I have
hateful,
a lot of guilt.
But the regret, you just got to let it, you just got to let it go.
You can't, you can't. I know people that are still angry and bitter and seething over partners that they had 15 years ago that cheated on them with this one
but
and
that's
that
insanity.
One.
Insanity.
Why are you wasting your life?
Yeah. But people, that's what people would let their whole
get
life.
Get on with your
people
life.
People would
let
their whole
why
life.
Why remain bitter for all that time? You're wasting so much energy.
People just grip onto that.
Some people just don't
get
it.
Part of their life.
They live miserable lives. But I couldn't live like that.
Like, what is it? You have bitter and regrets and this and the other, and it plays on your mind. But you just got to let it go.
Well, that's what it does. I think it ruminates in people's heads, don't it?
You've
got to
let it go, haven't you? You know what I mean?
What do you suffer with guilt with the most, Tish? Like?
Just some of the stuff I've done as a kid.
Yeah.
And
that's it. And you can't blame... The massive thing is...
Just the horrible things that I did. But I own everything.
Well, that's it. You can't blame no one else.
But I still walk and I look over my shoulder. Because, I don't know. I'm very wary of people.
Yeah, but I think that's just a normal thing.
But I was a kid, so there is a difference.
No excuse. No, but holding on to things and being bitter and that, it's no good. It'll bring you down. You know what I mean? I have people talking to them and they'll go, when I was with her 12 years ago, and I think,
you know
I'll
what?
Give
I
it
just
a rest,
think,
you know
just
what I mean?
Let people crack on, innit?
Yeah.
They don't figure in my life. And as I've got older as well, I've become very, I won't tolerate. If you wrong me,
then that's it. Boom.
Gone, mate. Because I don't have time for people like that. Unless I check for you hard, I've got a lot of time for you, and just depends what it is. But I had that with one friend of mine. We had to make a clean break for 6 months to cut him off completely.
Really?
But it made him reevaluate our friendship, and now we're friends again, and it's reset, and we're
with friends.
And this is someone I've known since I was 16, but I knew that friendship was worth fighting for. Yeah. I knew it was just a blip in the road.
Yeah, that's right.
So, anyone else?
Yeah, but everybody lets people down. Everybody does bad things. If you're in a friendship,
I try not to. If I say I'm going to do something, I will follow through.
Yeah, but if you do a bad thing, something bad happens, whether it's money, whether it's this, that, and the other.
Yeah, see, I don't do nothing like that anymore.
Yeah, but the thing is...
quite life.
Yeah, yeah. Don't bring money into anything ever, then life's easy, isn't it?
That's
right?
It, but there's no point in holding grudges.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because the only person it affects is yourself.
Yeah, even money, though, it's like if I lend people money, they don't give it back to me.
Yeah, but there's a
best
thing...
Best bit of money I've ever
seen. Exactly,
you know
what I mean?
There you go.
Well, he won't talk to me, though. Up. That's cost me a score. Yeah, that's the best score I've ever spent. Sure, you know what I mean?
I'm telling you.
Do you ever remember Tough? He used to live by Danny. Or was it Dusk?
Dusk. Yes, I was going to mention him earlier.
He looked like a bank manager, right? He was an alright fella.
With his wedge.
But he used to carry his paint about in a briefcase.
Didn't he used to go with Mize and Dan?
Yeah. But he'd be going down the yard with a briefcase, and he'd be walking along and be going,
he was
cling,
a biter,
cling,
though.
Cling.
He bit every bit.
Oh, he did,
it'd be a cross between Mize and
Carl. Really?
He'd be trying to get people to beat me up, you know what I mean? I don't know why. I was a bit of a knob myself.
Donut.
Yeah. Yeah, he was all
right. So that's the type of boy that you take the trousers off.
Stealing trousers from people, that's what it's come to, look. Robbing people of their trousers.
That is just embarrassing.
But no, but that's what I say as well. When we was at Harrods and Everett, or we go out to Westbourne Park or Labrador Grove and all that, I think I used to go down there to get robbed, you know what I mean? It's like a... But you get robbed, I'd have about 30p on me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I said before, I never ventured off the Big Mac.
I hear jingle, bring me shekel. That was a Roma, wasn't it? Yeah. We used to know Roma quite well, and he was about 6'9", you know what I mean? He was giant. And he just used to chuck us about. We'd all try and fight him and all this, that and the other. And he just used to chuck us about like little toys, you know what I mean? Just sling us about. And then he started trying to rob us, and he must have known that all we had was a Mars bar or like 17p or something like that. It's a waste of time.
He was good friends with Bliss, them lot, because Bliss's family was Reinforce. Do you know Reinforce Records?
What, drum and bass?
Yeah.
Oh, were they?
What?
So, Critchlow family, if you...
Yeah.
And...
incredible.
Yeah, so Nigel was... Yeah, so they was his brothers. And them lot were from Kingsbury, like this way, more close about this way, yeah.
Mad intel on this podcast.
I remember many moons ago, I was with Cast, and he was going up to East Ham to finish off a piece there. And like being a little bumpkin from Harefield, we've gone up to East Ham, come off the train station, this ain't no, what's it? There's about 20 little black kids on BMXs with bomber jackets on and all that, you know what I mean? I thought, fuck it, I'm going to get fucking robbed continuously here. Not being nasty, but Cast knew everybody, you know what I mean? I couldn't believe it. You go in the shop to go and get a bottle of Lucozade or whatever, and the shop would just be a cage. You just go in there, just be a cage like that.
Really? What about then?
And like, you couldn't go in the shop and buy it, you know what I mean? I couldn't believe it, you know what I mean? Little man from Airfield, I could have gone and been milking cows or something, you know what I mean? Near arm up in East Ham, you know what I mean?
See, these are all little stories I didn't even know, yeah. Like...
Well, it was all
mad. But, like, I was talking about Tube before, I was trying to get a Tube up here, but...
Some people don't want to be in there.
No, I have another opportunity to actually speak to him. Yeah. He's always at work, a bit of a workaholic thing.
There's always tin pot, drinks in the fridge.
And you had Me Rock up in there.
Me Rock, yes. And we will be getting Jack in due course, I'm sure.
Hopefully. Yeah. I have to drag him.
Well, yeah. I've got to thank you very much, my darling, because you really literally have been pulling out some.
Well, I didn't know if anyone really knew who John was.
I used to have a. It was like a perm. But
his hair was curly.
It was like a giant. Yeah, that's it. It's like a giant microphone.
And he had really dark features, you know, like his eyelashes and that. Like he. No, I'm not gonna. No, like you used to wear, not mascara and that. Obviously
fucking
didn't.
Mascara!
But is they used to be really dark.
John, not Jane.
I don't even remember
how I met John, but we used to have such a crack, didn't we, on the line?
It was a proper giggle. Just go out and rob whatever we wanted. Whatever we wanted.
Like, people like Info and that used to come down.
Yeah,
do you remember?
The bigger fella, Info. I couldn't believe it. He was quality, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was lovely, wasn't he?
He was quality. He passed, didn't he?
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Ray. Info, Bliss, as well.
Yeah.
I mean, goodness, look.
Oh, it's a miracle people are still here, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's a miracle. Something, someone's gold or something and said, right.
Yeah.
It ain't your, what's it?
Rest in peace, Zone.
Yeah, Zone. But it's even like when we did that Treadick Tower thing the night after. Yeah. The night after, it was at that Love Teabag and someone else got.
Oh, yeah. Because I got John to come to Trellick a couple of years back, wasn't it? Because the manager, I don't know how we linked up on Facebook or something. I think through promoters and that.
He's kind of got a familiar.
I've seen him. And I actually got in touch with Shock, but he was doing some music.
Yeah.
and it weren't really my bag.
No, it was.
I was quite shocked, actually.
It was beep bloop beep bloop beep bloop beep bloop.
On that kind of 32-bit.
Well, it was like dial-up internet, you know. Dude,
there's a culture for that. There's a real culture. Yeah. There's a scene for
this
that.
This was a few years ago.
Yeah,
out of it.
But
like bit crushy and noisy.
Yeah.
And he didn't really converse and that. He wasn't big on.
Well, he had issues, didn't he? I think he wanted to keep away from everything.
Right.
Right. Yeah. So we kind of didn't really. And then the next I knew that he passed.
Rest in peace, Shot.
Yeah.
That's recent as well. That's. Yeah. But that's what I say. It's a miracle, mate. It's a miracle. It's come to a point now. Where my most fearful thing in life is a lot of stairs. You know what I mean?
Or not finding a toilet.
Oh, yeah. Hey, wherever you go, you've got to have a toilet with about 8 foot, you know what I mean, just in case.
Listen, I've been mediating the amount of drink and fluids and spliffs that are being consumed here. It really is time we wrapped it up before the table gets us.
How long have we been rolling?
We've been rolling good, haven't we? We've been rolling good, people. You know the timing is always on us, and it's been an absolute fucking pleasure. And there'll be many more to come.
You know that.
Which is what it's all about. Bringing you the archive and more. Straight from the horse's mouth and then some. Tish and John, thank you so much for being...
Undercover Elephants. He didn't tell you that,
Undercover Elephants,
did he?
Yeah.
That was his crew.
Yeah, but I never used to put it up.
There's
only about two of us in it.
Why was
no,
it?
No, Roma was in it as well.
No, I remember that night.
Undercover Elephants, I can barely spell it, you know what I mean?
That's definitely going to go on the thumbnail title.
I think we were just taking the piss because everyone was starting their own crews, weren't they?
Yeah.
Were we ripping someone with that?
I don't know.
There was a reason you made that.
It sounds
that
very
thrill.
Monty Python.
And then, so when you see UE all over the Big Met on the picture, old school pictures, that's what it.
That's hilarious. There
for.
You go. There you go. Rocking a city.
I don't know who was in Undercover Elephants.
Me.
I won't.
My mum and dad.
As you imagine, this conversation is going to continue right there across the road into the pub. We are out like emus out of fashion,
trolley.
People. Listen, you stay lucky, don't talk to an R with it, alright? Easy! That's how you do it.
Well, I forgot that. What's it?